I just want to build a little bit on the subject of our Sunday school lesson, God's greatest gift.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Have a few scriptures, 2 Corinthians 9 and 15, another familiar scripture, Isaiah 9 and 6, and then we're going to end up with St. John 3:16. First one is 2 Corinthians 9 and 15. Isaiah 9 and 6, and then St. John 3:16. We all are familiar with most of these scriptures, but I'm just going to try to get you to understand that we are blessed. We are blessed. Okay, it starts off 2 Corinthians 9 and 15 says that simply, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Amen?
Amen.
Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Then we're going to go to Isaiah 9 and 6, familiar scripture. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Then St. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. Just to borrow a subject from the Sunday school lesson, God's greatest gift. Some of the time, I'll say most of the time, there has to be a great tragedy or catastrophe or something for us humans to open our hearts and give. I say that because recently, us in Lake County, we in Lake County have had the experience of opening our hearts and pouring out the spirit of giving. With the fires and all the devastation that had, it's never been such an outpouring of giving that we have seen. Amen. People just read in the paper sometimes, it's billions of dollars. People, little kids, just, the Lord is just opening their hearts to just do something for the victims of fire. And we as people seem to come together in crisis. It's a beautiful thing. We are in this season that we call Christmas. But a lot of us, it has become so commercialized that people tend to only think about what am I getting, the gifts that I'm getting, or what can I give somebody to impress them. Most of the things that we receive as gifts, especially children, they use them for about a month. Six months from now, what'd you get for Christmas?
I don't know.
You know, it's put back in the closet somewhere, back in the background.
Yeah.
Store it in the garage. Amen. Amen. But we tend to forget, even if it's a gift that lightens our heart at the time. Oh, that's just special. But most of the time, within a few days, it's put away and forgotten. But today I want to tell you about the real reason for this season. Our Sunday school, it's just great. I heard everybody keep going back to it, but it's just great. The God's greatest gift. Just think about that for a while. And when we do think about it, it brings us to how blessed we are. And we can only say, like it said in 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift.
Amen.
Isaiah, the eagle-eyed prophet, as we call him, saw this wonderful gift. And he prophesied that we would receive a gift child. His name should be called Wonderful Counselor. A miracle.
Yeah.
A key. Mighty God. When we think of might, we think of power.
Yeah.
We think of all the things that go into to making things the atom bombs. Powerful. But when we think of the mighty God, that's all powerful.
Yes.
Nothing compares.
Hallelujah.
The mighty God.
The mighty God.
Then he is an everlasting Father. Which means he will be with us just a little while.
Always.
Amen.
Right.
Everlasting. That's forever. Ever. He's the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
We're always talking about peace. But without God, there can be no peace.
Amen.
He's the benevolent ruler that will give us eternal peace. When we accept the gift that God has given us, even when all around us is topsy-turvy, we can be like in the eye of a hurricane, calm, peace, when we know who Jesus is.
Amen.
And when we accept him for who he is, he can bring peace to our hearts.
And
the greatest gift that man could ever have, St. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Back in our Sunday school lesson in St. John 1 and 10, it says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He goes on to say, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. How sad is that? But also, how happy is that? I say that because if his own would have received him, then we wouldn't have had a chance. We, meaning this dispensation, the Gentiles, us, wouldn't have had a chance.
But it goes on to say, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Sons of the mighty God. The all-powerful God. The everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Even to them that believe on his name. What's his name?
Jesus.
Amen. His name is Jesus. The best gift that us as humans could receive. It's up to us to receive or reject that gift. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.